This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
So every Thursday on the Capricorn Breakfast, we strive and pride ourselves in celebrating individuals in the province who are making a difference and pouring back into Limpopo. So today we talk to the Kio Rapetse Foundation about their plant production skills training program. And the program was introduced in the Mokoto community to equip unemployed youth with practical plant production skills. These learners have completed the theory assessment and now applying their knowledge through practical training. So the practical activities include receiving and using PPE, preparing the soil, handling and planting seedlings, watering, controlling weeds, and caring for plants.
We're talking this morning to Penelope Mamawolo from Kio Rapetse Foundation. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Morning. I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us and the amazing work that you are doing. We'd like to know more about Kio Rapetse Foundation. We've just tried to touch base in terms of what you do, but you can tell us in detail, you know, the work that you are doing.
Okay. So Kio Rapetse Foundation is a community development organization which was established in 2019. Our aim is to empower mining and industrial areas with employability and entrepreneurial skills. But also our aim is to empower local communities through eco-friendly practices, through environmental sustainability, hence the plant production program that we are taking place.
And the plant production skills training program, I mean, it has been teaching the people out of the community. Kwanche, which community is that?
Mokoto community.
Yes,
in the
Mokoto. Uh-huh, the Mokoto community. So we'd like to know about, you know, how it actually came about.
So the program came from looking at the needs of the Mokoto community through our partnership with Hoshi Silogekana III. So most programs only focus on young people through the ages of 18 to 35. But we realize that we have unemployed parents and other people in the community that still need these opportunities. That is why the program includes people between the ages of 18 to 50, because we wanted to give members of the community a chance to learn a skill and also do something productive with it.
Yeah. You know, for example, those that are listening right now and they'd like to have an understanding of what actually happens exactly in the work that you're doing, give us a day-to-day running of what it looks like to be a part of the program.
Okay. So the program is very practical. Mm-hmm. The learners first completed the theory aspect of the program and they are currently busy with the practical training. So they are learning how to prepare the soil, to handle the seedlings, to plant correctly, water the crops, and also take care of the plants. They are also learning how to keep records, to do basic farm calculations, understand costs, and also they are also able to manage small projects, agricultural projects.
All right. Let's talk about somebody who is now getting interested. They want to join, but have you guys reached a capacity already, or will there be more spaces open again, maybe in another location?
So the current group has already started with the program, so we will not be taking any new learners for this intake. However, we are hoping to introduce similar projects in other communities where we will also communicate through our social platforms should any opportunities arise.
Mm. And how has the community of Mokoto been receiving this project, and how will it help them in the long run?
The reception has been amazing because it benefits both the individuals and their families. And the people are happy to see members of the community gaining these practical skills, especially because the program is not only limited to the younger generation or the younger people, because we believe that these skills can help families improve food security and encourage individuals to start small gardens or start small agricultural projects And the nice thing about this is that the most important thing about this program is that the learner, the skills that these learners are gaining, it will remain with them even after the program is ended.
Mm. And then the kind of support that you need and also how people can find you?
They can support us through spreading the word, partnering with us, investing in these learners, because when you invest in a learner, you're also investing in a household. We need community buy-in, mentorship, and market linkages so that our graduates can actually sell their produce. So they can find us through our social media platforms. On Instagram, it's Gear Up at the Foundation. Facebook, Gear Up at the Foundation. They can also reach us to us through our WhatsApp channel, which is 0687406374. Alternatively, they can call our landline or our office through 0877021637.
Sure. No, thank you so much, Penelope, and we really wish you the best, the team, all the, you know, everyone that's involved in the community, for the upliftment of the community and also for the upliftment of those that are participating in the program. Penelope Mamabolo from Kiorapeti Foundation.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.